Boss Ladies. With the holidays almost upon us, I wanted to share some of my survival tips for you to get through the holidays like a pro. Now, I know this might be a little bit too late to save you from Thanksgiving because that's just past, but it can still come in super handy for Christmas. Now, globally, the holiday season is really stressful for everyone, especially for women, because of all the pressure that we put on ourselves to be the perfect hostess and the perfect chef and the perfect baker and a mixologist and everyone's psychologist. And there's just so much going on, right? And it's preparing the house and getting everything in tip-top shape because some hypercritical relative is going to be coming over to your place. It is planning the menus. It's buying the gifts. It is making space for people that you maybe don't like very much who are coming to stay with you. Or it's traveling to go and stay with people that you don't like very much, okay? So whatever it is, I know that you're going through a very stressful period right now. In addition to the financial stress around affording gifts and trees and travel and everything, it's just also all the parties and the planning and the events and this crazy chase to be perfect at everything. So the four tips that I live by, I'd like to share with you. The first one is something that we all should be doing, and it's something that we can take out of our professional lives. And that is to delegate and to plan like you need the money, girl. So at work, you'll know most of the time we work on projects, right? And everyone has got different strengths and weaknesses. And you're on a multidisciplinary team and you do your bit of work and I do my bit. And in the end, it all comes together and it's this amazing project that we deliver on. In our personal lives, though, I don't understand why we don't do more of this, okay? Because what we try and do in our personal lives is we try and be everything despite our strengths and weaknesses. So you take on everything, including cleaning the house and planning the menu and doing all the cooking and mixing the drinks. Just stop. If at all possible, ask friends to help. So if you know that I'm a better baker than you are, ask me to be the one to actually bake the cupcakes, right? Or ask someone to bring dessert to your Christmas lunch. Most of the time you'll find if you're hosting a party over the holidays, especially, people will volunteer. They'll want to know what they can bring, how they can contribute. And most of the time you're all like, no, don't worry, I've got this. And we're having a secret nervous breakdown, right? We don't need to do that anymore. Just ask for help. So go online. There's a ton of free planners and checklists and things that you can download or that you can print. There's apps that you can use to help you just keep track of your planning, whether it's for travel or whether you're hosting an event or you've got to help someone else arrange an event. Whatever it is, I promise you there's a free planner for it somewhere. Go and find yourself a planner and just keep your thoughts and just keep on track, number one. And number two, delegate whatever it is that is not a strength of yours. Outsource, you know, in business, if it's not a core function of your business and it's not making you money, it usually makes more sense to outsource the function. So freaking outsource it, okay? Take a page from your business book and do that. The other thing that you can do, of course, besides outsourcing, is just cut yourself some slack. I'm always telling you to do this because I'm always telling myself to do this, right? If you are stuck as the sole host of whatever party it is and you are doing everything yourself, the food, the drinks, whatever, and you haven't outsourced, you're not getting caterers or ordering something from a local deli and you're doing everything yourself, then just cut yourself some slack. You don't have to be Pinterest perfect, right? Just do your best. Buy the best freaking cranberry sauce that you can possibly afford. You know, spend some time planning in advance so that you're not running yourself ragged and just do the best that you can. If other people don't like the party that you put together, that is their problem. Just do your best. That's tip number one. Tip number two is to actually be a little bit mindful around the fact that you can say no. okay? There's like no diplomatic way of me saying this. So just say no. There's so many invitations to so many parties, and people are going to ask you to come to this and attend that. And sometimes you don't like the people, you're not in the mood to go. Just be mindful of what you need and what you like, and just say no. If you don't want to spend time with the people, just say no. If you don't feel like bringing desserts to my Christmas party, just say no. And you don't even need to come up with some kind of a lie or an excuse. Just start becoming more comfortable with saying no. And this goes for the holidays as much as it goes for our lives at work and with our friends. A lot of what causes us anxiety is our need to please other people and to be liked, and the tendency that we have to say yes to too many things. And then we overextend ourselves, and that causes us stress and anxiety. So just learn to say no. Tip number 3 is some Meryl Streep, Charlize Theron level acting, okay? I know that you're going to be confronted at some stage during the holidays by someone that you don't like very much, whether it is, you know, your cousin or Aunt Mildred, or it's your mother-in-law, whoever it is, there's going to be someone that you're not looking forward to spending time with. And usually this person has a way of rubbing you the wrong way completely. They ask inappropriate personal questions, they get up in your face, they try and pick fights. And you know what? You're better than all that shit, right? You don't want to cause a scene at a holiday party. So the trick that I have for you is to flip the script. So when Aunt Mildred comes up to you and asks you why you quit your job to start a business, or why you're not married yet, or where the grandbabies are, and you feel your heartbeat starting to race, and you feel your blood pressure rising, just take a breath and flip the script. Don't get defensive, because that's just going to get you into an argument and it's going to cause a scene, okay? And then you're going to beat yourself up over it because you should have known better. So flip the script, ask them some questions, try and look for common ground and things that you can both talk about. Maybe find out what TV shows they're watching or some movie. Find some kind of common ground that you can talk about and deflect attention away from those hot button topics that really get your blood boiling. My 4th and final tip to you, and I wouldn't usually recommend avoidance as any kind of a tactic for dealing with anything, but it's possible that you might want to actually just give the holidays a skip. You've worked hard the entire year, and maybe you just actually need some time to yourself. So maybe you should book a trip with your friends on your own, go somewhere really cool, and just skip all of this bullshit altogether. So to recap the 4 tips again, number 1, plan, delegate, outsource, do your best, no matter what it is, okay? Number 2, learn to say no without making excuses or feeling bad or feeling guilty about it. Number 3, Meryl Streep, I'd like to thank the Academy, baby. Just flip the script and don't get drawn into other people's drama. And number 4, if you need to, give it all a skip and take a trip instead. I hope you enjoy, and I hope that you survive the holiday season. I'll chat to you again.